Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good evening, all you people out there. You're listening to Blood River Radio. It is February the 8th in the year of our Lord 2020. It has been one hell of a 2 weeks. You know, I don't know who's been the sickest, me or Sam. I won't tell you what's wrong with Sam for a violation of the HIPAA rules. You can go to prison for that, so I won't do it. But I've been in and out with this little heart thing, which really it's really minor, major. But anyway, we're not letting that get in our way. We're going to have a hell of a show tonight. It's going to be a kind of a weird show. It's going to be unorthodox. It's going to be kind of unorganized, but we're going to cover a hell of a lot. But before I say any more, we're going to go to a prayer. I think we'll let Matt lead us in a prayer, if you will, son. Make it short and sweet, but God, take it away, son.
Father, make our hearts open and receptive to truth. Father, we're going to tell people the real story of what happened. Father, guide our people, our leadership, and help us to and spread your word wherever we go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for that, Matt. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I had a lot of scriptures I was going to read, but we're pretty much pressed for time tonight, though. People, I'm going to start off kind of like, you might say, an anecdotal story. But tonight, in this whole month, this is going to be the theme. The theme of our whole show this month is Dresden Month. The anniversary of Dresden will be February the 13th. Since we're not on the show, that's going to be on Thursday. We have to do it the 8th or the 15th. So we just might do it the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and 29th, because it's one of the most horrific attacks ever on Christian white people. Make no mistake, people. It was a satanic attack. Men under the influence of demon, under the influence of their father, the devil, who tried to wipe out every man and woman and child in Dresden, Germany. Not just in Dresden, but all over Germany. Matter of fact, Churchill himself and that sorry piece of crap, General Eisenhower, said they wanted to kill as many Germans as possible. They weren't worried. The war was already over. It was February 45. But people, I'm going to go back. I'm going to backtrack. I'm going to give you a little story. I've been in and out of the VA the last 2 weeks. I'm not trying to be dramatic, because I went out and ran 6 miles yesterday in between atrial fib things. I'm wearing this thing called a CPAC, and I think we'll get this under control, this cardiac arrhythmia. I believe it's my intent is because of a chronic low serum potassium caused by this hyperplasia of the left adrenal gland on my kidney. And we're going to get that straightened out. That's not going to be anything. But when I was out at the VA, I was kind of ashamed because, well, all the crap I've got wrong with me, you know my history, brain damage, kidney and all that stuff, some kind of mental stuff back in the past. I see people out there so much worse than I am. And I'm going to give you one particular story. And believe it or not, this leads to Dresden. It leads to global white genocide. It's connected to the satanic attack on American white Christians all over the world. Okay, I'm sitting there in the cardiac lab, getting ready to get measured for a CPAC. I got through doing this treadmill I was telling James about before the show, and I see this guy. He's sitting there with a walking cane. I thought, well, you know, I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to talk him into doing a 5K, a 5 or maybe a 10K walk for St. Jude. So I said, hey man, why are you? What's with the cane? What are you walking with that cane? He says, I said, how would you like to run a 5K? He says, well, I can't. I said, how come? He says, well, he pulled his breeches leg up and showed me he had no leg. He had a piece of steel and a plastic where his leg used to be. And I said, well, we have people here that run on prosthesis like that. You know, we could get you through that. You know, you could do that. He said he'd love to, but he still has shards in his spine that can't be removed because it could paralyze him worse than he already is. And he still had steel and shards in his right leg. The left one got blown off. He was in Vietnam. He was driving a Jeep. He ran over a landmine. It blew his whole leg off. It blew his, people get this, it blew his scrotum out. He has no penis. He has no testicles. He can't get married. Well, he could, but he couldn't have any children. He can't have sex. His right leg is pretty much paralyzed. His shards in his spine. And the guy was the most humble, nicest, most respectful, docile human being you would ever want to see. Calling me, yes, sir, no, sir. He was just like a child. And he told me, I sat there and talking to him for a while, and he said that he used to pray to die, especially after he was hit in Nam. And until recent years, he still prayed to die. And he said sometimes he still prays to die because he said his life basically is just over. And this is the wrap-up part. He was a Southern boy. He had the most deepest Southern drawl you ever heard. He used to ride his pet mule to coon hunt in the White River bottoms of Arkansas. And he had his pack of his beloved dogs when he got drafted into the Army and went to Vietnam. He left all that behind. And when he came back, he couldn't do any of that. The government won't buy him a four-wheeler. He's not married. His life has ended. And people, I'm going to try to wipe this up a little bit because this goes into Dresden Week. It goes into all these endless wars we fight for the Zionist Jews. His life has ended. It really is. You know, he can do nothing. And multiply that, people, times there's thousands more like him, in far worse shape than I'm in. At least I can get around and run and do pretty much what I want to do. And he can do nothing. And I see guys out there, they're just zombies walking around, younger than me, these guys from Iraq that suffer from DU. Every kind of spray, every kind of vaccination imaginable. They're just walking zombies. You see them with sores all over them. They can't figure out where it came from. But people, that's just from Vietnam. That's from the Iraq. It's the same damn thing in Korea. It's the same thing as the Second World War, the First World War. What were these wars for? I'll tell you what they were for: white, global white genocide, by God. And what did they, you know what? I have a bookshelf in my house that my family got me some several years ago. I unpacked it, and guess where it came from? It was made in Vietnam. If it's not there, it's made in Red China. Who did we fight in Korean War, people? We fought the Red Chinese. We fought the North Koreans. And guess what? Now they're our favored nation trading partner. So you know what? You figure it out. I've given you some facts. Like I said, this is Dresden Week. I'm just going to give you one. We're getting ready to go to Matt in just a minute. We're the second. Well, people, I hear the music. When we come back, I'm going to kind of wrap up my rant. We're going to go to Matt. And I'll tell you what we're going to do the rest of the show. Be right back, people.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Well, people, we're right back, and I've got to hurry. I've got to wrap this up because we've got to go to Matt. But listen, the whole point I was making, we've got thousands upon thousands of vets going all the way back to the Civil War. The same thing, fighting for a satanic-led, a satanic-ruled, satanic-driven, Zio-Jewish international world order willing to take us to a global government. Listen. Why in the hell should people like that vet and like other vets like me and like anybody, why should we go in there and serve a sodomite nation, a sodomite satanic nation? Let me tell you, we got this sodomite running for president, and he's getting votes. Buttigieg, a homosexual, in an out-and-out communist Jew, Bernie Sanders, who's there, these people leading us to just one endless war after another. We have a government. I'm getting ready to get off of this. I'm going to give some solutions, and I promise you we're going to go to Matt. I'm going to go to the solutions last. We have a government. It's not a government. They're a bunch of thugs. There is a thugocracy in Washington, D.C., and they rule over us. They have a boot on our throat. We can't do anything without going to them. They tax us to death. They tax our houses. They tax our food. They tax our cars. They tax our pay. They tax us to death, and they hand it out, and they use it to give to people that despise us, to the colors of the world, that actually hate white American Christians. Why in the hell should we show any loyalty to this government? There is no law. We have no equal representation under the law. We have a homosexual in the chief. He's the chief justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, who's been blackmailed. I mean, we have all these homosexuals ruling our government. Why? And they're locking our people up for no good reason. They're locking people up every day. We have people in prison. We have people in Charlottesville. Here's what we need to do. By God, we need to start refusing to be arrested, these thugs. Would you allow people to come into your house from the Crips and the Bloods and arrest you? Hell no. I'm going to tell you what. They can drag me out today. But we need to stop cooperating with these people. We need to not just to withdraw from the union. We need to get them the hell out of the union. We need to force these sodomites, these pedophiles in Washington, D.C., and every place else. We need to get them the hell out of our country. We need to stop paying taxes. We need to form a constitutional militia in the county level. We need to have a constitutional sheriff, a constitutional grand jury. We need to have a constitutional posse. We need to, by God, raise up and defy this satanic laden white government, Washington, D.C. They hate your guts. They hate our guts. They don't really represent us. They do nothing for us but tax us and try to destroy our religion, destroy our Christ. That's what we need to do. We need to have a Lightfoot militia that's already organized. We need to get in shape. Get off your butt and get in shape the best you can. Take martial arts. Learn the arts of a knife and the gun. Prep. Store food. Do anything you can. Get together like Ike Baker said last week. Get a few people that know where they lay their heads. Let them know where you lay your heads. And get together and start organizing yourselves. Because if we don't, we're going to be exterminated, people. And listen. I'm getting ready to go, Matt, right now. But before this, we're going to go. We're bringing Gene Andrews on at 4:45. He's going to take the rest of the show because we're going to honor Dresden Week. We're going to bring Tom Goodrich on, who did the book Hellstorm. Then we're going to bring on Paul English, who did the audio book. Now I'm going to shut the hell up. Matt, how are you doing, son? I'm sorry it took so long, but I had this all. I've been out of commission for about 2 weeks. It's just about, I see what's going on at the VA. I see these guys have their whole lives destroyed. And for what, man? For a satanic-led Washington, D.C. stinking government. So go ahead, Matt.
How do I follow that? Eddie, first of all, it's an honor to follow that with a comment. Because you men answer a call from a government that shipped y'all halfway around the world. A government that hates you. And shipped y'all all the way around the world to fight people that you had no business even fighting in a country that you had no business even being in. How do I follow that? What is it going to take?
Just be yourself,
Eddie,
son.
What is it going to take, Eddie, for these people to have enough of this satanic government telling them what they're going to do with their kids? Rounding up their kids and shipping them off to Afghanistan. I just read in the news today that our troops in Afghanistan got into another firefight over there. What is it going to take for the older people to realize that nothing good is happening in this government? They're just rounding your kids up and sending them off to be exterminated. And for what? For money? I'm sorry. I've tapped out a long time ago, and I'm going to take it a step further. I've seriously been thinking about this. You ask why we allow these sodomites to rule over us. I'm going to take it a step further. I don't understand why we even allow their feet to touch our holy ground here. This is our country.
Amen.
I've been seriously, Eddie, I've been thinking very seriously about our Protestant fathers, our Protestant reformers in the church. These men died on battlefields. Like Ulrich Zwingli, he died. He's the founder of the Baptists, basically. He died swinging a battle axe on a battlefield for his faith. John Calvin burned in Geneva. They burned about 120, 180 people. I don't know the exact number, but it's well over 100. People at the stake. People, they tied somebody to a pole and threw a rick of wood under them and set them on fire. What is it going to take for you people to get up off your butts and say, I stand for something, that's my line, and I'm not crossing it. I'm done. We're not allowing this government to do that. I'm tired of their feet touching our holy Roman Empire ground right here in America. I'm tired of the satanic people's feet even walking on my ground.
Amen. Matt, you know what? Just to chip in here a minute, there was a movie some years ago talking about the white man's disease, white man can't jump. Well, some white man can't jump as a bunch of black men. But you know what? That's not white man's disease. White man's disease here in the United States is a lack of courage, a lack of guts, becoming feminized by whatever reason, by the chemicals in the air, chemicals in the water, becoming feminized by our school system that pounds this feminine crap into them. You're absolutely right. You know what it's going to take, Matt? I don't know. Maybe like Sam Dixon said some years ago, when there's nothing left to lose, when their kids' bellies are swelling out because they have nothing to eat, when they can't get out of the house with their girlfriends and their wives and their mothers being raped in the streets, maybe that's what it's going to take, but it might be too late then. But I tell you what, it's not too late for us. And I'm going to tell you what we need to do. We need to march the hell. We need to have like the million man march they had years ago. We need to have a million white men descend upon Charlottesville, and we need to march upon that Bastille that they call a prison there. We need to tear that damn thing down, and we need to free our prisoners like we had Jacob Tyler told you people last week that Matt Goodwin was in the garage. He didn't try to attack that Jake. Black that was Jacob. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Jacob. I'm wound up. Jacob Goodwin. Jacob. Excuse me. Jacob Tyler told us all about that. How Jacob Goodwin was totally honest, totally innocent, but they have him in prison. You know why? Because we set her in her butt and we don't do anything about it. We need to have some kind of a, we need to go tear that damn prison down. We need to get the, you're right, Matt. We don't need to secede from the union. We need to secede their butt from our union. They need to get the hell out of our country, man.
Amen.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
We need to get that kind of anger. Not only do we need to descend on Charlottesville, we need to descend on it with ropes, with whatever it takes to get these people off of our land. And
whatever it takes, you're right.
Whatever it takes. And one thing I'm going to tell our people they need to do, count yourself already dead. You need to look at yourself. We're all going to die, people. The question is, how do you want to go? Do you want to go rotting in a gulag under a satanic regime while these Satan demonic-possessed people laugh at you and mock you? Or do you want to go down on the battlefield like Zwingli did? And that's the point where I'm at.
You know, Matt, we just allowed. Well, Matt, I'm sure you hear the music coming up. So we're getting ready to go to another break. We'll be right back, people. We'll be right back. I hope you stay tuned.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother were both removed from their jobs at the White House. It was President Trump's response to Alexander's testimony in Congress in the impeachment investigation. A short time later, Gordon Sondland, who testified, announced that he was recalled from his post as ambassador to the European Union. An American citizen has now died of the coronavirus in China. Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. They'll be quarantined at military bases for 2 weeks. The total death count in China now tops 720. And in New Hampshire, some of the Democratic candidates for the White House got together for some debates on the ABC stage ahead of Tuesday's primary. According to recent polls, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is leading the candidates there. In Iowa, Pete Buttigieg practically tied Sanders during the caucuses. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
In northern Thailand, a soldier holed up in a popular shopping mall and shot multiple people, killing at least 20 and injuring 31 others. Police say they have secured the mall and there are no more bodies left inside, but they don't know whether there are any additional injuries or deaths from people leaving. The public health minister also said a doctor was shot while helping an injured person. The gunman, described by police as a soldier angry over a land dispute, appeared to be armed with assault rifles based on security video cameras. Samantha Muse made a goal on a free kick in the second half against Mexico, and that left no doubt that the United States is on its way to the Olympics. The U.S. national team secured its place in Tokyo this summer with a 4-0 semifinal victory at the CONCACAF Women's Olympic Qualifying Tournament. Rose Lavelle and Kristen Press also scored for the United States, which extended its unbeaten streak to 27 games. This is USA Radio News.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, we're not too lucky right now with the way things are going against us. I'm going to tell you what, and people are all upset about the coronavirus, and probably rightfully so, but you know what? That's the coronavirus isn't the virus that we have to worry about. The virus we have to worry about is that virus called the International Zionism. That's what our virus is. The people that are they're coming from the pits of hell persecuting us. You know, when you talk about deaths, we had over 60 million, maybe 100 million people that were killed in World War II. We had 50 to 60 million white Christians killed in World War II. That's a hell of a lot more than the bird flu ever took from us, more than the Hong Kong flu. And I'm going to tell you something else. Me and Sam were talking about during the break. We got this guy named Buttigieg, whatever his name is. Butt plug, whatever you want to call him, is running up there. Todd Sanders up there in the Iowa caucus. You know what? If that guy gets to be president, if he go up there and start flying this homosexual flag in the White House, you know what? We're that straight Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm telling you what, people. God is not going to tolerate a sodomite nation. He's not going to tolerate the queer flag flying over in front of the White House in queer colors all over the United States. That's like, you know what that's doing? That's just giving God the finger. That's just daring God to come on and execute us and to burn us. And that's exactly what you're going to get if you start voting for these homosexual perverts, man. What do you think about that, Matt?
Well, Obama did that back in, 2008? He put the homosexual rainbow flag on the White House. And look where it's gotten us. Look at America since that time. You know? I mean, I think you can make the case that we're under God's direct judgment. We've had so many more sicknesses, many more cancers, many more natural disasters like we've never even seen before. And it's just getting started, people. If you, like Eddie says, if you vote someone like, I call him Buttlick, because that's pretty much what he is. If you vote for someone like that and put him in office, then expect more judgment, because God doesn't stand for it. He doesn't abide for it. He doesn't respect that, and he will judge it. He will crush that.
So, you've got that right. You know,
we've got that right.
I mean,
serious existential problem in our country right now. We've got conservatives who call themselves conservatives who think that they're still working somehow to play the middle ground and just get by and just try to keep their power just a little longer. And meanwhile, we've got a communist freight train that is rolling over America, taking over all the local jurisdictions, taking over the highest positions in the land. And no one is checking this. No one is standing up with it, standing up against it. Eddie, back
absolutely.
To you.
Absolutely. You know what? And I'll go back. Our disease, and you know what? We do have a coronavirus, I guess. But you know what? My good older brother, Buddy in Arkansas, said he wouldn't believe the news. He especially come from the government. If they send him a book, he wouldn't take their word for the page numbers. He wouldn't believe the page numbers. Maybe we got a virus. Maybe we don't. But you know what? If we do have a virus, it's just like Matt said. It's probably, call me a kook. Christian, a kook, evangelical guy, whatever, charismatic evangelical guy, I'm not. I don't belong to any religious denomination, because belonging to a religious denomination is not going to save your sorry butt. The only thing that's going to save your butt and my butt is becoming a Christian. And you know what? It's not going to serve you to be going to one of these fake churches. But you know what? God has brought leprosy on. He's brought all kinds of ailments on people. From the beginning of time, look at Job. Look at what he did to people in Egypt. It's just, I mean, Matt's right. We've got earthquakes. We got these strange viruses. Nobody knows where the hell this virus came.
Just eating up crops all over Africa.
We got that now. You know what? Nobody knows where the virus came from. And really, I don't care because, you know what? Even if you can say it was produced in a laboratory in Canada. It was produced in a laboratory in China. It came from the pig market, for the meat market. For these, I mean, here's these wonderful Chinese over there. You know what they do? And they eat baby rats while they're still alive. And they do that. And they say, and you're going to sit there and tell me that all culture is, you know, there's all equal, they're all the same. I was listening to a guy named Pastor Matt Mark Dankoff. He was saying, amongst other people, that the liberals are so crazy. These Marxists are so crazy. They don't even want you to quarantine Chinese. They don't, because they said it's racist. They're more concerned. Here we have a virus that could wipe out millions of people, millions. And they're not worried about that. They're worried about the virus being hung on to the Chinese, you know, the virus coming out of China. They're worried about us discriminating against Orientals, by God. You know, it's such a blow to their multiculturalism, the blow to their move to get rid of national boundaries. I mean, these people are crazy, man. But getting back to what we're saying, are we going to bow down to that? Are we going to pay homage to a stinking pedophile government on the Sodom of the Potomac? No, we don't need to. One person can't do it. But we do need to organize people. We need to organize ourselves and get the hell out of this government. And Trump ain't going to save you. You know that speech he made? He never mentioned one white person. You know what he said? He started paying homage. We talked about this last week. He talked about the blacks. He told the blacks they built this country. He starts giving all these statistics about how the black unemployment rate is lower than it's been in 100 years or whatever. But he's so afraid and so chicken that he dare not mention white people. But if you want to know the truth, I think the man might be Jewish. If he's not, he might as well be a de facto Jew. He hasn't done one thing that they didn't want him to do. He's done everything they want him to do. Except I heard one guy say, no, he's only done 90%. But people, back to my rant, the whole thing boils down to, this is Dresden month. Dresden was just a horrible episode in the never-ending march of global white genocide. What we're talking about now is a global white genocide. Everything we're talking, you know, excuse me. We, you know, I'm really wound up tonight, people. Anyway, go back to you, Matt, fella.
Well, these globalists, they had a plan for a long time. This didn't start yesterday. It didn't start last week. Folks, this to believe in before World War One, we can see where these people used our people against our own people and destroyed whites. Like you said, it's a massive program of global white genocide. And over and over and over again, we've fallen for it. But the big problem with the Dresden is that in that particular instance, we were killing white nationalists. The only enemy of globalism is nationalism, a resurgence of nationalism. And we were killing nationalists. And it was needless. It was absolutely senseless, people. When the bombing started that night, they started at, it was somewhere around 9:30, 9:45 p.m. in a city where people are stacked on top of each other in tall 3D buildings with where every unit has, this was Nazi Germany, people. They had large families, 8, 9, 10 kids in a dwelling, and they're bombing at 9:30 at night. Imagine being at your home at 9:30, 9:40 at night, and all of a sudden the roof gets blown off in the middle of winter, and you've got kids, Matt, there.
We got Gene on now. We're gonna bring Gene, and we're gonna have him comment on just what you were saying. Hey, Gene, how are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing very well. Doing very well. I'm enjoying.
We've been having.
He's a history expert par excellence.
Well, so are you. You know, we've had one hell of a rant going on the first of the show. This show, people, the show is a little bit unorthodox tonight because we have two other guests coming on. It's a little bit unorthodox, but we do things unorthodox on Blood River Radio. But we'll have, just to let the people know, Gene, what we're doing. We'll bring on Tom Goodrich, who's supposed to be calling in a few minutes. He's the author, like we told y'all people early in the show, he's the author of of Hellstorm. And then later on in the second hour, we're going to bring on Paul Enos, who's going to be calling, I think, from Switzerland. He did an audio book of Hellstorm, amongst other movies. But, Gene, regale us some more. I know you know more about Dresden than probably anybody except for who's coming on next. But we'll start cranking up to Dresden early because it leads into, Gene, we're talking about, and I don't know if you tuned in the earlier part of the show, the whole theme of this show is the Dresden Memorial. February is Dresden Memorial Month. Yes. February the 13th, 1945, when the war was basically over, they went in there, and I'm going to make this comment and go straight to Gene, and you can respond to Matt or whatever. But Churchill said, and so did Eisenhower said, their object was to kill as many Germans as possible. The war was over. In February of 1945, the war, for all practical purposes, was over. They were just wanting to kill every German they could. They said they would kill every German they possibly could. Eisenhower, his writings back to his wife, said, God, I hate the Germans. God, I hate the Germans. Now, back to you, Gene. Well, Gene, we're going to a break. We're going to bring you back on right as we come. Well, leave this break. Right as we come back from the break.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
This is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Well, people, we're right back. Like I said earlier, you're listening to Blood River Radio, February the 20th. It's Year of Our Lord, February the 8th. February the 8th, Year of Our Lord 2020. People, we're going to go right back to Gene. Here's the thing. We're trying to manage something we've never done before. We have more guests and more co-hosts than we've ever had, but we kind of need them. Tom Goodrich should be calling anytime. The author of Hellstorm, he should be calling in any minute. And then in the second hour, we're bringing him on his cohort who made an audiobook about Hellstorm. Now, Gene, I guess we'll go back to you, fella. I'm sorry for being kind of unorganized tonight. We're trying to do something in a way that we haven't done before. But go
well,
ahead.
I tell you what, if you got organized, I think somebody had hijacked your program away from you. So, no problem.
Amen to that, fella.
To you and Matt, they're great people.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we were kind of flying, you know. I'm still a little off my game. I've been out about 2 weeks. No, not making excuses. I got this monitor on my chest, you know. I've been in and out of the VA, Gene, for the last – and Gene knows I run marathons. Who the hell would think I'd be in the cardiac unit in the VA? So it's kind of had me off my game a little bit. But we're still going to have a good show. I think me and Matt took off pretty good at the first show. But
way to open it to talk about what Mr. Goodrich has done and his publications and things like that in Hellstorm. Giving people the background on what actually happened at Dresden, it was a brutal, brutal thing that the Allies pulled off on that, to send one wave of bombers in with high explosives and drive people out of their homes and bring homes down and buildings down on top of people. And then all the first responders came out, the firefighters, the ambulances, and everybody like that. And then here comes the second wave of incendiary bombs to catch these people out in the open, trying to help these civilians get out from under these piles of rubble and save as many people as they can, and then literally just incinerate thousands and thousands of people there in Dresden. It was one of the most despicable acts in military history anywhere. But you have to remember, of course, the winners never commit war crimes. Never, 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 never. And the Union Army won an invasion of the South, and none of them ever went on trial for war crimes or anything like that. And the whole concept of the American military turning on civilians, murdering civilians, robbing civilians, the Dresden type of thing, that started way back in the 1860s in the war to crush the Southern independence movement. So it's not something that just happened all of a sudden. It was a long downward spiral from 1861 to 1945.
Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Matt.
Gene, I have a quick question, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is it true that Winston Churchill, after the bombing, asked his Royal Air Force commander, should we not do this in every German city?
Oh, they wanted to, yes. And if they had the ordnance, they would have done it. I think they'd used up most of what they had. And, absolutely. Churchill was one of the most brutal people in history of the Western world. And he and Eisenhower and their hatred for the Germans was just unbelievable. Now, Roosevelt was accomplice to it. Of course, he had passed away by that time, but... you know, he was out to protect his commie buddies, old Joe Stalin, Uncle Joe, and he didn't really care what happened to the Germans, and that's the whole point of why we got involved in World War II. Roosevelt couldn't get a war started with Germany. He tried everything he could, and the Germans weren't going to take the bait, so he got a war with Japan going so he could get a backdoor war with Germany. And if you ever, I would recommend it, if our listeners could ever get a hold of it, there's a small booklet, Hitler's Declaration of War Against the United States, after Roosevelt declared war on Japan, of course, then Germany was brought in because they were allies of Japan. So Hitler had to ask the Reichstag to declare war on the United States. It's a little booklet. It's 38 pages long, but 16 out of the 38 pages list all of the things that Roosevelt was doing before we were in the war, violating the Neutrality Act in this country, to try to get a war started with Germany. So there you have it.
And what was the name of that again?
It was Hitler's Declaration of War Against the United States.
Thank you.
It's called The Great Tragedy. This is Lee.
That's just actually the name of it. But the subject matter was Hitler's Declaration of War. And they said it took about 80 minutes. And written out, it's 38 pages. But the thing that hit me was that 16 of those 38 pages were listing all the things that Roosevelt had done, firing on German ships, firing on German submarines, and selling arms. And we were supposedly neutral. But once again, the winners never violate any laws, and the winners never commit any war crimes.
Yes, I think we're all manipulated into these wars, World War One, World War Two.
Goes on and on. And you know, World War Two. Then we get to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, which didn't happen. And then even after the war in Vietnam, Robert McNamara, who was Secretary of Defense, and General Giap of the North Vietnamese got together, and they were laughing about it, that nothing happened on August 4th. And Lyndon Johnson had just lied to us, you know. And I mean, his whole campaign and everything in 1964, and I remember this. I was around back then. I know Matthew doesn't. He's a young man. But Lyndon, he said, "Why, if you vote for that feller Goldwater, he'll get us in a war in Vietnam." And my father said, "Well, I voted for Goldwater, and damn if we didn't get in a war in Vietnam." So, of course, I couldn't vote then. 18-year-olds didn't have the vote yet, but, you know, we were supposed to go over there and fight it. And it was, and then Lion Linden got in there and couldn't figure out how to get out. So, you know, it's just one disaster after another. But this thing, Dresden, I can't find anything in American history as bad as what we did there and the Allies did there to the German civilians. And there's no way to estimate how many people died there, because so many of those people were running west trying to get away from the Red Army closing in from the east. And the population of the town was 3, 4, 5 times what it normally would have been. So, you know, whatever the estimates are of the deaths, you can probably add another 100,000 or something on top of that. So,
well, I think the official number is about 25,000.
No, that's
we know
that
that's an absolute lie. We know that's an absolute lie, because they're bombing complete city complexes of the 3D stacked housing.
Yeah,
and like I said, this was housing domiciles with large families, not like our cities here where we've got a young little girl in her 20s with a dog. These were families, large families,
and they were probably taking in family members or friends from the east as well. So,
and there was movements coming from the east, absolutely. And they actually say that they bombed 6 square miles. 6 square miles of a city
that's
a lot more than 25,000 people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm sure Mr. Goodrich is going to tell you about it, some of the gruesome details of the intensity of the heat and melting asphalt. People were actually glued into the asphalt, and then they were incinerated by this firestorm that swept through there. And, you know, a big fire will suck air into it. And they said that people were actually sucked up off the ground and pulled into the fire from the backdraft of these huge fires that they started. So not something the wonderful Allies can be very proud of on that. And it was a defenseless city. Germans had no anti-aircraft coverage there, or very little. I mean, there wasn't any industry there. There wasn't a railroad, you know, major railroad yards. There weren't manufacturing tanks or artillery pieces or 88 guns, 88s or anything like that. It was just basically a defenseless city, and that's when they went after it.
Churchill, after the bombing, Churchill revised his own speech, his own public statement, about 4 different times.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me, why would somebody telling the truth need to revise their statement 3 or 4 times if they're telling the truth?
Well, you know, the truth doesn't need any revision. The truth can stand on its own 2 feet, and somebody that's covering up for what they've done, the bad thing about that is they can't remember what they said last time. You know, if you tell the truth, it's easy. You just do it over and say it over and over again. But when you lie, it's hard to remember what non-factual information you've been spreading around. So you have to kind of revise it and change it and keep yourself from getting caught. So that was pretty much the story there. But that wasn't the first. You know, I'm sure Mr. Goodrich could correct me. I think they had a firebombing of Hamburg as well.
They did.
Trying to wipe out the civilian population there. And I've gotten into a lot of arguments with people about this. And they say, well, yeah, but Germany did that. They did that to London, you know, the London Blitz and all this stuff, Battle of Britain, yada, yada. And I said, yeah, but the facts are that the British Royal Air Force bombed civilian targets in Hamburg 5 times on 5 different occasions before the Germans finally retaliated. So you know, they weren't a bunch of saints over here on this side of the English Channel. They were doing this, they were pulling this stuff off. So, like I said, not something to be very proud of. Eddie?
You know, that's true. People, I'm sorry, had to leave. Had to go back and call Sam a minute ago. I had to leave the studio. But you're absolutely right. And Gene, as a matter of fact, we got in touch with Tom Goodrich. It's been a little glitch. He'll be coming on in just a few minutes. He'll be coming on the second hour. We'll have to let Matt go. We'll let Matt go. People, we're going to go back to a break. And when we come back, we'll still have Gene on. Gene's going to run the rest of the show with Tom Goodrich and Paul English. Be right back, people. Hang on to your seats.